Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. Great to see your smiling faces as we open the Word of God this morning. We're going to be studying out of Mark chapter 4. If you'd like to turn your Bibles, you don't have to, but you can if you would like. But I'm going to open in Psalms 32. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful to be here this morning and to learn from your powerful Word. And we're so thank you, Father God, that your Son willingly went to the cross and died for all of us so that someday we can be with you, Father, and your Son in his heavenly, your heavenly kingdom. For it's in Christ's name we pray. We open here in Psalms 32, reading from the New King James Version. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones grew old, through my groaning all day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer, Selah. And the word Selah means think about that. I acknowledged my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgression to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Selah. Think about that. For this cause, everyone who is godly shall pray to you in a time when you may be found. Surely in a flood of great waters, they shall not come near you. You are my hiding place. You will preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule, which have no understanding, which must be harnessed with a bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice your righteousness and shout for joy, all your upright in heart. Well, you know, I love the Psalms. They're just so awesome. And they've got such knowledge and wisdom built into them by King David. But as you know, it all comes from the Lord, and we give him glory and honor for that. Well, let's look in Mark chapter 4, reading from the New King James Version. And it says, and again, he began to teach by the sea, and a great multitude was gathered to him so that he could got into the boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole multitude was on the land, facing the sea. Then he taught them many things by parables and said to them in his teaching, listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And it happened as he sowed that some seed fell by the wayside and the birds of the air came and devoured it. And some fell on stony ground where it did not have much earth. And immediately it sprang up because it had no depth of earth, but when the sun was up, it was scorched and became, because it had no root, it withered away. And some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no crop. But other seed fell on good ground and yielded a crop that sprang up, increasing the produce, some 30, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. But when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But to those who are outside, all things come in parables, so that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word was sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Likewise are the ones sown on the stony ground, who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Afterward, when tribulation or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they stumble. Now these are the ones sown among the thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches and the desires of other things entering in choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground, those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Also he said to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you, and to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and should sleep by night and rise by day. And the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts the stickle, because the harvest has come. Then he said, to what shall be likened the kingdom of God? Or what, with what parable shall we picture it? It is like a mustard seed, when it is sown on the ground, is smaller than all the seeds of the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out large branches so that the birds of the air may rest under its shade. And with many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable, he did not speak to them. And when they were alone, explained all things to his disciples. On the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him alone in the boat as he was. And other little ones were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat upon the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on a pillow. They awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace and be still. The wind ceased. There was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful now? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be? Even the wind and the sea obey him. You know, as we look at these parables that God has talked to us about, you know, we should always look back in the scripture and read. And God will explain to us through parables, you know. We're Christians. We're his children. He will explain to us all things. You know, as we look around this world today, especially the United States of America, we can say we're going downhill rapidly. But, you know, always keep looking up. You know, God is our salvation. Jesus Christ died for us on the cross. That someday we're going to rise and be with him forever and ever, for all eternity. But, you know, we just love him. And I know the message is a little short this morning, but the message was revealed to me when my wife and I were away on a little retreat and getaway. And as I was reading the word, just kind of popped out to me, Mark chapter 4. So I'm going to close here with Mark chapter 4. Dear Lord Jesus, we're so grateful for your word, your powerful, holy word, that we can read and you allow us to understand, and that we can share with others, because the time is short. The time is short, Lord, until you return. So thank you for this message that you allowed me to share, Father. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.